What are we going to do with all this information we've got here? So yeah, the Bible is reliable. The Bible is not only for black or white, it's for all the nations. I mean, the Muslims are over there just waiting to get to know all this information. Can someone throw a bottle of water? I mean, not at me, but yeah, great. I used this illustration on Sunday at church. I said, in John 4, Jesus says that he is the living water, right? So he's a kind of, he needs to be spread out throughout this great city of London. But it's a city thirsty, and we can't keep this water here. We can't keep the living water within us, in our church, just for ourselves. We've got all this knowledge about this living water. Let's take it out of this bottle and let these streams of this beautiful river called Jesus be helping this thirsty land to get to know him, to have a relationship with him, so that the same thing that happened to the Samaritan woman that happened to her village can happen to this place again. So I want to invite you just to close your eyes. I want you to pray, asking God to give us not only the knowledge, but also the boldness to share all this knowledge with those who are perishing without Jesus. Heavenly Father, we thank you because you reveal yourself to us through the Bible so that we can get to know you, we can have a relationship with you. You send your son to die on a cross to save us from hell, by dying on a cross to pay for our sins, rising from the dead after 3 days to give us eternal life, to have an eternal relationship with you. But we are not in heaven yet, Father. So help us to make your name known. Help us to share this living water with those who are dying, Father, thirsty, spiritually speaking. So we pray, asking you to please give us the boldness that we need to be sharing all this knowledge that we've learned here today with those who are far away from you. I also want to pray for those who are here today who still don't have a relationship with you. Father, we could spend the whole day talking about you here, but if you don't reveal yourself through those who do not know you yet, we can't persuade them. You can. You can open spiritual eyes. You can convince those who are far from you that there is no way to the Father without you. You are the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through you. So please reveal yourself to those who are still far away from you. I pray for this conference. I pray that this might not be the last one, but the first one of many. Many conferences that will empower, equip, train young people, mature believers to keep growing this root, Father. A root that can help us to keep growing, and most importantly, to produce fruits. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.